Hello, I'm Trevor Dan, and you are listening to Midweek Drive on Siren FM.
Thank you, Trevor. Marvellous stuff. Okay, Cameron, what's the weather like in Nashville?
Oh, it's chilly.
Is it?
It was up to like 69, 68 degrees yesterday, and then it just dropped. When I went to the gym this morning, it was like 32. So
32? That's Fahrenheit, of course.
Yes.
If it was centigrade, it
would
be sort of blood-curdlingly sort of
wonderful. I was thinking that's crazy.
Yeah, I'd be living on Mercury or some such planet. Anyway, keeping in mind the notion of refrigeration, etc., this is an interesting little number you've brought for us this particular week, because it opens up a whole range of things, including, of course, the effective use of grammar in America, because surely refrigerator should be refrigerator. Have a word with Hannah Bethel, will you?
Well, it can only be a refrigerator if it hasn't already been cold. You know what I mean?
No.
Because you can refrigerate, then you can refrigerate.
This is refrigerate.
Okay, right.
It's like if you call somebody feckless, first of all, they have to have some feck. You see what I mean?
Best not go there, otherwise we can already hear Mr. Bleeper on the telephone thinking, you know, let's work our way through this, so steady on. Yeah, there you are.
Let me collect myself here.
Let's just move on.
Exactly. Last night, we had the pleasure of going to this young lady's CD release party at SIR Studios, which is a big rehearsal studio here in Nashville. And we had interviewed her in June during CMA Music Fest, and at that point she was this sweet kid that had been on a tour of schools to stop bullying.
So just like Jessica and Emma in many ways, basically.
Developing real talent. You could see a lot was there, and then somewhere between June and last night, she's grown into this incredible performer that. Really, from what we saw last night, really takes her into another league. I think she's really going to be huge. This is her brand new record. It is available now. It's called Never Ending Sky. They aren't working a single to radio yet, but so we're kind of getting a sneak preview here. This will be the first single, we think. And I think you're going to like it. She co-wrote this. We really like the song. She performed it last night, and the crowd went crazy. This is a young lady named Hannah Bethel. The album is Never Ending Sky. It's brand new, and this is the single Refrigerator on Siren FM.
Didn't even hear you coming. Your supper on the counter, about as lukewarm as the last time. Last time we kissed, I brush my teeth and turn out the light. You're fast asleep neath these sheets of ice, like last night, same as last night.
In the studio, we love to have a multi-platform experience. You can do this, of course, at home, but not if you're driving a car, because it'd be dangerous. We've been actually accessing Hannah Bethel online via her website, and we've been looking at some Hannah videos, have we not?
Yes.
And I think we've decided that we're officially fans now.
Officially fans of Hannah Bethel, Cameron Tilbury.
Excellent. I mean, last night at this thing, Jolie and I were there watching, and we really thought we kind of witnessed the birth of a star last night. She's going to be huge. So it's good getting in on the fandom now. Yeah.
Well, let's move it a couple of notches along, Cameron. Okay. Are you going to actually arrange for Hannah to join us on the program?
We'll see what we can do with that.
What do you think, Emma? Should we?
I think you should definitely do that, Cameron.
All right.
It's okay. of the utmost importance.
The utmost importance. You know?
All right. I think we can swing that.
Well, there you go. And I'm very impressed, I say, with the sequence they've been doing in not such the forest, the woodlands, basically. It's very impressive videos there. Mm. So there we have it. Fantastic. Another fantastic choice. Which leads us, Jessica, to the next two questions for Cameron. Over to you, please.
Have you enjoyed your telephonic link with us today?
I certainly have.
And will we be hearing you next week?
I'll be back. Looking forward to it.
Exactly. Yeah. Here's Echo and his bunny man. When we're strange, faces look ugly when you're alone. Women seem wicked when you're unwanted. Streets are uneven when you're down, when you're strange. Notes from a Very Small Island can only mean it's time for our top Jersey correspondent, Anna Maria Lewis, on the Midweek Drive.
Quite right, too. What better way to actually preface Graham Harper, director of the exciting Hollyoaks, than with Anna Lewis. Are you a Hollyoaks fan, Anna?
I'm not. I've got other ridiculous things that I'm hooked on, and it's EastEnders and Holby City. Oh. Hollyoaks, no. Afraid not.
Well, he's on Casualty as well now, but it was sensational. I was now, but I've watched three episodes now because Graham's directed them, I'll be quite honest. And strangely, I was thinking, yeah, it's okay. We'll find out more about that later. But anyway, Jessica's with us and Emma is with us, and it's all wonderful stuff. And we need to effectively. Jessica, what would you like to find out about Jersey from Anna Lewis?
Because, Jersey.
It's 14 minutes past five, and this is the time of the show where Jessica
so
says, I'm on the Isle of Man. Well, let's find out about Jersey.
Have you ever been to the Isle of Man before?
No, I haven't actually, and yet we have so many things in common.
Yeah.
One of the main things is they're trying to revive the Manx language.
Yes.
And that's something that they're doing over here as well in Jersey with the Jersey Norman French. And I think they've made it a GCSE in the Isle of Man. I don't think they've quite got that far with the Gerrier. They call it Gerrier. It's just
Gerrier.
Normal French.
Sounds very popular.
Gerrier. Yeah, that's
a funny
one.
Do you know any Gerrier? Can you say?
Yes, I do. And actually, that's another thing. We have a man called Hedley Le Maitre.
Sorry, that was a Hedley moment in there. Never mind.
Hedley.
Don't worry about it.
Hedley Le Maitre, who's got some amazing video clips on YouTube of a Jersey accent, and it's absolutely horrific. It sounds like a mixture of South African and French, if you can imagine that. It's absolutely dreadful. And there are certain words in Gerrier, I suppose it might be like Manx, where they can't actually translate it because it's a historic language and it's an oral thing, like microwave in Gerrier. I think it's micro-ondes, which is the same word as they use in French.
Yes.
But they have weird words like bougrassi, which means argument. If you have bougrassi. It's like a chin wag with a bit of an argumentative edge.
Mm.
There's amazing words in Gerrier, really. Yeah.
Wow. I wish I could learn more languages. I did French at school until about year eight, I think, and then I did German at GCSE.
Oh, wow. Okay, that's hard.
German's weird hard. Because it's like they string a load of words and stick them together.
Verfremdungs effect,
like
for instance.
Welsh, really, isn't it?
Yeah, but
it follows like a specific structure as well, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's. I got a C at GCSE, and I thought I'm going to stop while I'm ahead because it's not going to get any.
Yeah,
better.
I think I did the same with German. I got a C, and I never wanted to go any further forward.
Emma
with it.
And Anna, was man nicht übrigt, macht man stärker, as Nietzsche said. What doesn't destroy one makes one stronger. So there we are.
I'm glad you translated that because I had no idea.
Der Tisch ist klein. The table is small. Brilliant. That's going to help you in all sorts of ways. Splendid. So, Emma, any questions you want to put to Anna?
Just how is Jersey? What's the weather like today?
The weather was, well, this morning it was absolutely wonderful. We've had some pretty high tides. It's a funny thing in Jersey. We have, when the moon is large, and it has been the last few days, the tides are ridiculously high. And the people who live on the south coast, which is the lower end of the sort of scale, because Jersey's on a sort of slant upwards, and the north is full of cliffs, so you're fairly safe if you're up there. You don't have flooding problems. But if you're in the south of the island, it's all very much at sea level, and they have to barricade up the esplanade, the sort of seafront, because the last few years have been extraordinarily bad with wind and high tide, and many houses have been flooded. So they have sandbags all the way across the south coast. So it's not good news. And it's funny, this. I don't know if it's the same in England. When there's issues like flooding, you suddenly find the whole area starts to want to sell up. Mm. Well, all the houses on the south coast were literally weeks after the flooding problem. There were about 11 or 12 houses, one after the other, up for sale. Because obviously they realise that if global warming actually does happen, they're going to be getting this every time there's a high tide and wind.
But why don't they just invest in an ark, perhaps? And then you could actually sort of have a win-win situation.
Just in case Jersey disappears.
Yes. Or maybe just...
Well, it might well do. It might well... I mean, that's happened to the Cartridge Islands in the Pacific. I think they're the first issue where they've had to evacuate because of global warming.
Jersey won't disappear, Anna. You know, what would happen to all those South African French-speaking people that actually wanted to talk Welsh to the Germans?
Yeah, think of all the banks with the tax dodgers in there.
Precisely. You know, if all else fails, you can always use stilts or platforms like they do for oil rigs in the North Sea.
Yeah, it's true that. I mean, I'm sure they'll find they'll find a way. Yeah.
There's always a way.
Get creative.
Always a way. The jubilant Queens so board the party train.
What's the weather like in Lincoln at the moment, then?
It's autumnal, I think.
Yeah, it's chilly, but it's actually chilly. Been quite sunny today, hasn't it?
Yeah,
it's
all right.
We're not going to give you a full weather forecast, because we don't do that on the Madrid Drive, because it's straight through the whole thing. Exactly. We'll do it tomorrow morning, Madrid Drive Morning Edition. You want their weather, just pop your head out the whole thing. Amazing.
Yeah.
Jubilant McQueen's board the party train, oblivious to the danger ahead. Maxine plots her escape, putting her faith in Sienna and unaware that disaster is about to strike. I shouldn't say this, but you know, that's the joys of sort of television systems where you can actually see the previously on Holly Lux episode. Oh. I'm sorry, we're very excited about this, obviously, because it's a return of Graham Harper, who I think you might have actually co-presented with back in the days of Dulwich, actually, because Graham must not go back in all sorts of ways there. But it's time, Emma, for you to bowl those last two questions to Anna Lewis.
Of course. Anna, have you had a fairly good telephonic link with us today?
I think I have, yes, indeed.
And will you be joining us again on the show anytime soon?
I certainly hope so.
There you go. That'll be next week then.
Lovely.